All right. We're going to get our creek on and talk a little Rockets. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Greek Festival on Eldridge. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master, back in studio keeping us on air as we broadcast live from the Greek Festival. In what has to be a first in Blitz history, we're at a church. So
that's not just Blitz history, like my radio history. I've never even been invited to a church, much less done a live performance at one. So this is going to be new. We are outdoors, and looks like you made the same mistake that I did. You wore jeans.
Jeans and a black shirt, yep.
Well, you always wear a black shirt.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, slimming effect, right?
Oh, yeah.
It works so well.
Yeah, you got to find a new slimming color. Yeah. But
purple. I tried purple, and you made fun of me, so there.
But yeah, it should be a good time out here. There's a lot of festivities going on. It looks like a lot of good food. It looks like it'll be a good time out here at the Greek Front.
Yeah, I noticed
a church show. It's interesting because they're selling beer and wine. I mean,
I'm for both.
Yeah, this should be a pretty decent time.
I noticed some souvlaki over there.
What is that?
It's a Greek food.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. Yeah.
Come on.
I've had it before.
Describe it?
I remember liking it. So, right. But yeah. And actually, so we're at the Greek Festival, which is at St. Basil's Greek Orthodox Church, which he's bringing us.
Someone's bringing
just
you
like food. That. Just like that. You got to love it. Oh, awesome. Thank you.
What did he say it is?
Pork souvlaki.
What is souvlaki?
I'm all about pork anything, I have to say.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's see what we... Yeah. This appears to be a Greek corn dog. It is...
Yeah, it's like
a kebab
with a...
Wrapped in...
A wrap, yeah.
Like pita bread.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I'll be eating that during the first break.
But this is St. Basil's Greek Orthodox Church, which, okay, little known fact... My family from the Middle East, all members of the Greek Orthodox Church.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a regular here.
Well, no, actually, of course, I don't want to get into all the details, but we were kind of estranged from that side of the family growing up.
Okay.
So I didn't meet any of them.
Cops are here. Hold on. Be cool for a second.
Yeah.
Wait till this cop walks by. Be cool.
Yeah. But right. But I was
He gave us a thumbs up. You can light it back up.
Okay, thanks.
It's all good.
Yeah. But, No, I didn't meet my dad's family until he passed away, and then I got to know a bunch of them, and they're really cool people, and all Greek Orthodox, which apparently is why they left the Middle East, to celebrate their religion. So I have a little knowledge of that. So that's the thing. When you've been married as much as I have, you tend to, you know, you get involved with a lot of churches, right? I grew up Catholic. First one was a Baptist. Second one was Jewish. And my family was all Greek Orthodox. I've pretty much done everything but... Now in one shape or form,
which is surprising because your last name's Fowler.
Well, that's true. That's true. I do have Muslim cousins, but I don't know any of them. They're all still over.
When I met you, you were a practicing Hindu, and I thought that was interesting.
No, I'm going to go Buddhist. I think full on Buddhist.
Was that when I met you, Buddhist?
Okay, yeah, I don't know. So. I think I was a full on alcoholic, but we're out here. This will be fun. So come on out, and it's right off Eldridge Parkway, and I made it on time. How about that,
Eldridge Parkway? I think between Memorial and Briar Forest.
Yeah, yeah. Energy
this
corridor.
This used
area.
To be where I used to live around.
Yeah, here. You didn't live too far from here.
Yeah. So and then, I moved up to the north side. But yeah, when I first moved to Houston, this was the part of town that I wound up in. So I know my way around here a little bit. This church, I forget what day it is of the week, but they always have like a spaghetti dinner. That people will come out here and have.
That's cool.
It's a very popular event because traffic piles up around here. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed the times I went to services at the Greek Orthodox Church. This is the one closer to downtown that I went to, but cool people. So happy to be here. I'm just glad I made it with a minute to spare. And I would have been sooner if I hadn't I missed the entrance and then had to loop around, and they wouldn't let me come in the exit.
Oh.
So I had to go back
sounds
around.
Sounds like my wife.
Yeah, well, that sounds like everybody's wife. But no, it was I had to record a podcast on the Preakness with RJ, and it started at, 2:35, and we had to do a 45-minute podcast, and then I had to come from the station to here. And you know the two things, there's only two things in life that ever stress me out. One is traffic, and one is being rushed. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at my Waze, and it's telling me I'm going to be here at 3:53. And then there's that moment where it switches to 3:57, and you're like, that might be a little tight. But somehow I made it. You know why? Easy tag. That oh, Katie Tolway.
Yeah.
Without that, nope, not even here yet. I'm still sitting out there going, cussing and punching the car and doing things like that.
Katie Tolway, huh?
Yeah.
You took the
I-10, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what it said was a fast. I don't go anywhere without Waze anymore. That thing is awesome. But that's what it said was the fastest, was from the station to 610 to,
okay,
to Katie Tolway. And I have to say, Katie Tolway, worth the money.
There you go.
So, 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. I haven't opened the text line yet. I'll get to that.
Well, I'm guessing most of our text today will be, AJ, you're a dummy. I told you the Rockets were going to win. They're the best team in the world. You're an idiot. You're a hater.
Well, yeah, they don't. And we all know that. They don't
they're
need
all
to
right.
send us that.
Yeah, they're all correct. I was wrong. I was a big fat wrongzo yesterday. And you know, listen, it was a great performance by the Rockets last night. They came out and did what they had to do, and really did what it was hard to anticipate them doing after their lame game one. So I was impressed with them. They showed some guts and got back in the series and made it more interesting than it could have been. You know, so I thought it was a really good showing last night. And the most impressive thing, I thought the defense. Everybody's talking about how great the offense was. I just thought defensively they were playing lanes better. They were pressuring the ball better. They were just smarter all around defensively and less lazy defensively. They weren't leaving guys wide open. They were contesting
right.
everything and making things difficult on the Warriors, which you got to do. And I was really impressed with the defensive effort. And let's face it, you know, I asked you yesterday if you thought James and Chris Paul would combine for 60 again. You said yes. They weren't even close.
Yeah, and they didn't need to be.
Neither one of those guys was really good yesterday. Luckily, P.J. Tucker was fantastic.
Eric Gordon finally
Eric
showed
Gordon
up.
Eric Gordon showed up.
Yeah.
Trevor Ariza had a good game. Eric Gordon is the king of taking shots that you go, dude, what do you do? Oh, and then it goes in.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you shoot from the – oh, wow. When it, like, he shoots from the same spots that – he looked like 2015 Steph Curry last night. It was like every time he threw up a shot, I was like, what is he think? Oh, that went in the basket. So Eric Gordon just had a I don't want to say a career night, but he had one of the best nights we've seen from him in these playoffs for sure. And really, the Warriors outside of Kevin Durant, nobody had anything going.
And let's give some credit to the Rockets defense on
yep.
that, because for the second game in a row, they made life difficult for Steph Curry. And I don't know if Curry's healthy or not. But he didn't look it, but I don't know how much of that was the way they played defense on him. And they took away the Klay Thompson open jumpers. And
yeah.
Klay Thompson's not the best at creating his own shot. And if
nope.
you put him where he has to do that, then you're doing what you want to do on defense. And that game, much like game one to me, when it started getting late, I felt like, okay, there's no way the Rockets are coming back. About 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, it's okay. The Rockets are pounding a hole in them tonight, and that's just how it's going
to
finish.
I want to say they got the Warriors got it to within 10, maybe, or 9, with about 5-6 minutes left. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's going to be a game. But then the Rockets immediately went on like an 8-0 run
yeah.
and just sealed it. And, you know, they didn't take their foot off the gas all night. They kept it going. They kept the pressure on. And yeah, I walked away really impressed, and that was just that wasn't a close game. That was an ass beating.
No, that was a rout, and they needed that. And I think it makes the series interesting because now it does. Yeah, you know, I talked about this yesterday. If they lost that game, you figure
they're
getting swept.
It's over. Yeah.
But by winning it now, you've created some interest. You've created some doubt in Golden State's mind. It's like,
yep.
okay, maybe we can't just show up and beat this team like we did in game one. And yeah, and I thought D'Antoni and the Rockets did a lot of great adjustments. And it really was the same offense with just a lot more ball movement. And yeah, and I think that – and a lot more aggressiveness. That was one thing Harden did do well. Took the ball to the hole a lot more often than he did in game one, instead of staying out there and popping threes. And I thought that made a difference. And they just – it looked like they had more energy, and everybody was involved. And
well,
I think that's how they're going to have to play. Can they do that three more times? I don't know.
I thought the difference was they weren't letting the ball get clogged up at the top of the key. Like, you know, in game one, it just seemed like every possession was James Harden at the top of the three-point line dribbling and everything just bogging down. And you had four guys standing around while James dribbled. And there was less of that this game. I don't know how many times in game one versus game two James Harden held the ball for 10-plus seconds. I know, yeah. In game one it was a lot of times.
Well, that stat of the dribbles he had versus everybody else in game one.
Absurd.
It was something ridiculous.
But yeah. Game two, they moved the ball around. Remember, after game one, I made that list of the five things that they need to do to get it together before game two. And they did four of those five things. The things that I had asked them to do. The only one that didn't happen was number five, which was hope that Kevin Durant isn't a demigod again, which
yeah.
He was. But
he was the only one. It was,
look at this. Don't let Clay shoot open threes.
Yeah, they took care of that.
Try moving the ball.
They did that.
They did. Don't run the shot clock down to zero every possession, even down big late.
Of course, they weren't down big late.
Nope.
But yes.
But they didn't run the shot clock down all game.
So you're half right on that one.
Quit asking the ref for calls while Steph blows by you. Now, I don't know if that's all Steph's fault.
Yeah,
Steph wasn't blown by anybody. But yeah, I just thought that the Rockets did literally everything that they had to do. And I really think a lot of credit goes to Mike D'Antoni, because it would have been real simple for him to say, you know what, this is what we did in game one. Beat the Wolves in five, beat the Jazz in five. This is what we are. We can do that. That what they did in game one, it's not going to beat the Warriors in a series. That you have to make adjustments.
Right.
This team is too good.
And they did.
And they did it. So kudos to D'Antoni and kudos to really the whole team who came together and accomplished it. Like I said, maybe the most credit goes to some of those role guys who did nothing in game one, all stepped up. Well, all except Bam Mute, who's broken.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because one of the tweeters asked a question about that, and I think it's worth discussing. We'll do that when we come back. We're live at the Greek Festival, St. Basil's Greek Orthodox Church. It's 1100 Eldridge Parkway, so come on out. I see a kid zone over there. You can bring the kids and then just leave them in the zone. That's what you're supposed to do with kids.
The zone.
Yeah, and all kinds of good stuff here about the jam on the souvlaki. See how that goes. And we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Greek Festival on Eldridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Greek Festival. Come on out, say hello. Josh tweeted this at us and kind of was getting to what we were talking about at the end of the last segment. If you're D'Antoni with Mbah Mute being as skittish as he's been, what do you do? Risk wearing your horses out with a 7-man rotation, or expand it to 8 with Luke, or pick a different bench player to make part of the rotation? he's pretty much out there for defense because he darn sure isn't going to contribute anything on offense right now. I don't know. I think he clearly is a non-factor when they have the ball on offense. And, I mean, he's not able to make even the easiest layups. So, I don't know what you do. I've said all along I wouldn't mind seeing Ryan Anderson play more just to get some shots off. More food? Nice.
I just think Ryan Anderson's so terrible. I mean, we talk about Bamute looking skittish. I mean, that's what Ryan Anderson's looked like the last 2 months.
He's been afraid to take shots, too. But, I mean, I just think to score with this team, you need another guy. And you're not going to be able to count on Tucker and Ariza to do what they did last night or even Eric Gordon because it's the first time we've seen it this playoffs. I just like to see another – and maybe it is Gerald Green. Maybe it's more of Gerald Green.
Who's, what are you willing to sacrifice too. Defense then is the question.
Well, and that's a good question because how much defense are you really getting out of him? It's okay, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't
he's
know.
He's decent when he's on the floor. He's decent. But
there is a trade-off one way or the other. Yeah. You're either going to get some more offense or you just live with the fact that you don't want him shooting the basketball.
Maybe it's game to game.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you get to a point where you're up 10 and you just want to hold that lead, maybe that's when he sees minutes. If you're at a point in the third, fourth quarter where you're down 10, he sits down. I mean, that's maybe you just play it that way.
Yeah. I think it maybe it's a quarter-to-quarter thing even, game-to-game, and decide when to use him. But, yeah, that's been disappointing. But considering what you got out of your other guys that you weren't expecting anything out of, I think that's fairly minor. You'll take that game you got last night every single time, and you'll take your chances.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be willing to go to a shorter rotation because now it appears that maybe Chris Paul's not 100%. They don't want to – I know they don't want to drain James down to zero.
Right.
My guess is they stick with the you know – and listen, last night was – the beauty about the blowout was, you know, you got some minutes from guys who – haven't seen minutes in a while. You know, Johnson got some minutes. Ryan Anderson got some minutes. Jackson got a couple minutes. Just guys who are only going to play in garbage time, but those guys took up some minutes. And then you look up and it's like, oh, well, James and Chris both played 34 minutes. I mean, that's not bad when you think about what star players in the NBA playoffs are playing. Draymond 37, Durant 35, Thompson 37, Curry 34 for the Warriors. So they're riding their horses. Even in a blowout, they were riding their horses until about 5 minutes left in the game. So I think the rotation they've got until, you know, unless something drastic changes and they get way down in this series.
Definite thumbs up on the Souvlaki.
Oh, yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, yeah. So they brought us something else.
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Yeah. Let me make a discovery here.
Yeah, let's see what that is.
Oh, I don't know. It looks like some blunts. We'll have to try this. Well, I'll smoke those during the break. I'm not sure what that is.
713-780-3776. It looked like a wrap of some sort.
Exactly. That's what I said.
So, yeah, but whatever.
You eat one, I'll smoke one. We'll see. We'll see who gets messed up first.
Wait a minute, it's not fair. I'm usually the one that does that. But I got a lot of hatred last night because I was wrong about my Winnipeg pick, and it's like I know nobody watched the game because they were watching the Rockets.
I didn't watch it.
It's second game in a row. Winnipeg completely outplayed them, and Marc-Andre Fleury was amazing. He made some of the most amazing saves you're going to see. Just go YouTube Fleury saves from last night, and that's the game, man. If you get a goalie doing that, you're going to win. So, I hope the Knights win because I think it'd be awesome to see them in the Stanley Cup Finals. But, yeah, I stick by the thought process behind the bet, and I don't feel like it was the wrong play. And I'm still way up on those guys doing that play. So, for those of you who hated on me for that, all right, that's because you didn't bet it the other four times that I gave it to you. Oh, man, 713-780. ESPN 713-780-3776. Rockets plus 7.5. Like?
I don't know. I don't know what I should be feeling for that game. I mean, I would guess the number would have been 7, so it's pretty close to what I thought it would have been.
Yeah. I kind of feel like I don't think we're going to see close games in this series. I kind of feel like it's going to be a lot like the first team's going to be on, and they're going to run away and hide late. So if you like the if you like the Warriors, I don't think the points matter. If you like the Rockets, I don't think. In fact, I'd take the money line. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713 said, how about Justin Verlander throwing more pitches than points scored by the Warriors last night? That was a pretty good effort, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of getting lost.
I like
lost.
How they just kept him in there to make sure Giles didn't blow it. They almost screwed him over again, though, because nobody could hit. Luckily, Evan Gattis closed his eyes and got into one, and the Astros got two runs on the board. That was plenty.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Verlander just said, you know what, I got this one, guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he's learned his lesson. Yeah. He's like, dude, if I give up a single run, we might lose. So I'm going to shut this down.
Yeah. But good win for them. They took two out of three from the Angels. That's a nice result for a series like that. Still like to see him hit a little more, but oh well.
PJ says, which player would you rather have as a second option, Draymond Green or Klay Thompson? Not your main guy, but your number two. I guess it kind of depends on the way your team's built. If you're talking about a number two scorer, it's Klay. I mean, Klay's a much better scorer than Draymond Green, but Draymond Green, he provides so much on both ends. I mean, he's a versatile guy, probably the best defensive player in the league the last 4 or 5 years. So if you're talking about just as a second scoring option, it's Klay. If you're asking who would I want as the second best player on my team, I'd probably take Draymond.
Yeah, and boy, he wasn't much of a factor last night.
Nope,
either.
He hasn't been in this whole series.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say that. He hasn't
defensively, he was a factor in game one.
He hasn't been a factor on the offense this entire series.
Well, there's like three more of those Suvakis in there.
And I don't know if that's by design or what, but I would expect they want to try to get him a little more involved.
You would think, but I was really impressed with the effort last night, and I think the question now is, can you do that three more times? And frankly, I think you need to do it four more times, because I think there's going to be one of those games where you do that and Golden State gives you their best effort.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's good enough in that situation. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I think it's at least now we can look at it. I think if you look at it logically, it's got a chance to be a competitive series, at least in terms of game results, if not in terms of the games themselves. And I'm excited about that, because the last thing I wanted to see was them come out, pull another game one, and then we're just waiting for it to end.
Well, I don't know how many of these games you're going to see the Warriors shoot 9 of 30 from 3. I think you're going to need to keep defending that line well and hope that – I mean, part of it is hope that the Warriors don't play well, you know, and last night was one of those nights where they didn't play well.
Yeah, and that's the thing, though. They're going to have those games, too. They're not a machine.
They're not.
This is not NBA 2K whatever year we're on. But yeah, I think that
so it's not 2015 either. 2016. I mean, this is a team that's they're gonna have to, and they're playing against a really good opponent. The Rockets are good. They're no joke.
Well, should be fun. Did you get to go to the game last night?
No, I didn't go to the game. Oh, I went home and watched.
That's too bad. You would have been on the screen yet again.
Yeah, but listen,
and wearing your Warriors jersey.
That's enough.
People would have been all over
that's
you.
That's enough.
All right, hey guys, I have to tell you about a new male wellness clinic in Houston, and I'll tell you what, great guys at Eros Medical Group. And they specialize in men's health, and they're trying to awaken your inner Greek god, which is kind of cool since we're at the Greek festival. And the name comes from the Greek god Eros, and if you're a mythology novice, it's the Greek god of love, basically the guy with the bow and arrow. They want to help you in that department, and their doctors focus on regenerative medicine. And this type of medicine is proven to help men with hair loss, anti-aging. If you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, they've got non-surgical sports medicine, Botox, loss management, hormone replacement therapy, much more. And you know what? I need the weight loss management, not going to lie. They're going to have a really cool man cave set up and with flat screens, sports games. And right now they're offering a free consultation to discuss their specialty areas. Whatever your issue is, they've got an option for you. And they're great guys over there, Shane, Dr. Reich, all of them. They know exactly everything that you want. I mean, and they're going to be able to help you. And in my case, man, I was doing fine, but said, hey, you want to do better? I'm like, yeah. So I went in. Guess what? They're helping me out. Give them a call, 833-2-MY-EROS. That's 833-2-MY-EROS. Or you can visit them online at erosmedicalgroup.com to set up your free consultation, erosmedicalgroup.com. And, you know, guys, sometimes we don't want to talk about this stuff. Just go talk to them. They've been through it. They know everything, and they're going to take care of you. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Greek Festival on Eldridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Greek Festival, 1100 Eldridge Parkway. Man, I don't know if you saw those guys over there, but they're rocking. Those guys were rocking the really cool beards. That's when I think of... That's when I think Greek, that's what I think, guys with those kind of beards. Not those kaiko beards, but like religious beards.
Yeah.
Those are cool. I like those. I wish I could grow something like that.
You could.
No, I couldn't. But because mine would be 11 different colors.
That's okay.
That's a problem with any time I try to grow a beard. And they got some dancing going on. It's going to be all right. It's a little warm, but there's shade. So if you come out here, you can be in the shade. 713-780 ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And so for those of you who want Preakness stuff, I have my horse-by-horse breakdown is on the website sometime tonight, hopefully before I start drinking. I'll have my picks, my trifecta picks for the Preakness, and the podcast with RJ I will tweet out, but or I'll put that on Sports Map too. So pretty much anything you want on the Preakness will be there, so that we don't have to talk about it on a show that'll chase everybody off. It's not a very interesting race, I'm not going to lie. It's 8 horses. I don't think Justify is going to lose. So the real plan here is make a few bucks and then hopefully come back and not get your thing stuck. But hopefully come back and beat him in the Belmont and make a bunch of money. A lot of good stuff on Sports Map today.
They play a game here, apparently, where they have a CD skip, and they dance during the CD skip, and then when the CD stops skipping, they stop, and then everybody claps. I'm not sure the rules of the game, but I've seen it happen twice now. It's a real thing.
It's an interesting game.
It is.
I need to know the rules of this. I have to say, the people out here are maybe the friendliest I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has a smile on their face.
And they keep bringing us food. I forgot what these things I ate are called.
Yeah.
The ones that look like blunts.
Yeah.
But it's what does that say? Domates. I think. Domates.
Yeah.
It sounds like Spanish, but I don't think it is. But it's like grape leaves.
Yeah.
And then it's got like lamb and rice wrapped up in it. It's pretty good stuff. Bring more
wow.
stuff.
Okay. Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Green Thank you.
Balls. Ooh. Well, oh, those look good.
What are these, donuts? Oh, Greeks invented the donuts.
Right there.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Yeah.
From what I remember, I don't know. I don't remember a lot.
Didn't the Greeks invent just about everything?
I think, Greeks and Romans are the only people who could come up with anything for the longest time. So it was.
They invented Plato.
Like, are you talking about clay?
No, I'm talking about Plato and Socrates.
Oh, those guys? Those are people. No, they weren't. I mean, that's different.
Okay.
I thought you meant Play-Doh.
No, they probably invented that, too.
I would guess so.
They invented Spartacus.
I don't think so. I think that was Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
But I might be wrong. I don't know.
I've always wondered what would have happened to world civilization if the Greek civilization had continued the way it was when you had all the fathers of philosophy and you just had all these brilliant people. I wonder how advanced we'd have been if they hadn't have been taken over.
I don't know. I mean,
listen, it's just one of those things I think about when I'm stoned.
They should have just gotten better at war, I guess. They should have invented guns. That would have been the good move.
Instead, they only had 300, and they all got killed.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my only movie reference for the day.
No, that's not your only one. You've already done Spartacus. Like, that's, come on. Do you know it? When are you going to talk about a big fat Greek wedding?
You know, I don't think I ever actually saw that.
I haven't seen it.
Because I think it looks to me like it would be a chick flick.
Yeah.
And
you never watch chick flicks?
No. Mm. Hey, Jong, are you going to go see Deadpool 2 tonight?
I don't think so. Are you going tonight?
I'm not going tonight, no. But I'm definitely going opening weekend.
Yeah, I'm a little busy.
I think we bought tickets for Saturday. Yeah, you're down to crunch time here, pal.
Yeah, I've got about, what is it, 9 days.
Nine days of freedom.
9 days. Are you having any second thoughts at all?
Nope.
You're sure she's the one?
Yes, I'm sure.
Is Teresa having second thoughts?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
Are any of your family – okay, I've done this, and I've had it done to me, but I've had family members come up the week before and say, dude, you're making a big mistake. Are you sure you want to do this? I've done that. Turns out I was right, but
– Right.
Has any family member come up to either one of you and said, hey, you're making a big mistake here?
No, they haven't asked us that yet, but she just texted me saying that she has second thoughts.
Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, we knew
If I were you, listen, this is in, I don't know what an Asian culture is like, Jong, but in American culture, when we're about to marry someone, we hire a private investigator to make sure they're not cheating on us before we marry them.
I have a couple friends who do that. I can send you their numbers. They've worked for me in the past.
Yeah.
They even work in Canada, just so you know.
And did you sign a prenup, Jong? She's trying to get that radio money. I know it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. She knows your – I mean, listen, we saw how much you spent at the liquor store the other day. We know what you're worth.
I'm swimming around in pennies.
I have to say, of all my friends who've gotten married, I have the least amount of doubt about Jong and Teresa.
I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. and, you know, I've known a lot of people who've gotten married over the years, including myself. And I feel better about his than I have any of mine, so that's something. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, or you can hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero. And we're out here at the Greek Fest, and, you know, people starting to trickle in. It's a little early, but we're going to be here till 7 o'clock. I bet by then it's going to be hopping. There'll be all kinds of music going. They'll be playing the CD game all night.
Yeah.
I see ice cream over there, Greek sweets. Yeah, a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah.
It's a nice setup.
I'm ready to get into these Greek donuts.
Yeah, I'm ready for break for that because I'm going to – I don't usually do donuts. In fact, I haven't done an actual donut since I was probably, you know, 30-something, which was, you know, decades ago, back before most of you were born. But I'm going to try one of these.
Are you excited about the Cleveland Browns on Hard Knocks?
I think it'll be more interesting than a lot of teams have been lately. I think the whole Baker Mayfield – bit should be fun. I think the Myles Garrett might be interesting. There'll always be some player you're not thinking about, but I'm interested in this. I haven't been the last 2 years.
Okay,
when it was the Rams and I guess the Bucks.
So now that it's a horrible team.
Well, yeah, because that makes for better. To me, that makes for better TV. It needs to be a team that I like, or interested in, or like the players, or a train wreck. And there is no bigger train wreck than the Cleveland Browns. So. For me, I'm excited about it. Much more excited than I have been the last 2 years.
I think I am, too. I mean, I do think there's some potential for awkwardness. And there's potential for a drug suspension, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And I also think, given that this team has won 4 games in the last 3 seasons combined, I think you will see a preseason victory celebrated like never before. With the Cleveland Browns. I mean, these guys, you have to imagine winning a preseason game has got to feel like winning a Super Bowl to these guys. One game in the last 2 seasons.
Well, and you know Hugh Jackson's going to try to win some games in the preseason. Just because he kind of needs to at this stage.
Yeah.
What are the odds Wednesday, but what are the odds we see a full-on Baker Mayfield, Ryan Leaf meltdown?
I don't think it'll happen that early.
I think it could.
In the preseason?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would shock me.
Wouldn't shock me. Goes out drinking one night, comes in the next day with his sunglasses on, and somebody asks him, hey, it looks like you threw a bunch of interceptions at practice today.
Will it be like when Ryan Mallett just showed up late for practice because he slept in?
Yeah.
And they didn't say it out loud, but everybody assumed he tied one on the night before. Maybe it'll be like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it'll quite be to Ryan Leaf, like, I've got to go to drug rehab and prison levels. But you never say never.
Like I said, wish my family said don't do it. That's one thing. I'll be honest with you. If you have a family member you think's making a mistake, they're going to be mad at you for saying it. But you owe it to yourself to tell them, I think. Because sometimes you need somebody from outside to say, you know, he or she really is an evil beast. And it's going to get worse. Because you get so close to it, you know, and everybody thinks they're in love, right? It's like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And you don't see the flaws. And then somebody points them out to you, and you're just like, you're just a hater. And then a year later, they're coming to you for advice on divorce lawyers. So, you know, I feel is that wrong to tell a family member if you think they're making a mistake to pull them aside and talk to them? I mean, you don't have to be a jerk about it. But
no, man. I'm a big believer in minding my own business for the most part.
Yeah, but especially if it's your family, that's your own business because they're bringing that person into your family.
That's true.
And
you know, I mean, you know me. If I don't like somebody, I just pretty much say it. So that's not a problem.
So they probably already know.
Yeah, they'll know. But I don't have to, like, have a sit-down talk with them.
Yeah, but I just think sometimes people get – you know how it is with relationships. You get so caught up in it that, you know, maybe you don't see everything. Maybe you overlook things intentionally. I guarantee you, I wish somebody had stepped – well, they tried to step in my first one. I didn't listen.
Lamont said, I've always heard if you're in radio, you'll have more than one wife. Divorce is imminent. Is that true?
I don't know. I was already divorced twice before, two and a half times before I ever started radio.
Jung, are you worried about that?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. And let's say, for instance, divorce is imminent, and I do end up divorced. That doesn't necessarily mean that I have to get a second wife.
Right.
And
honestly, if that happens, it's not because of radio.
Yeah, I'm 37 years old. Last thing I want to do is start with a new wife. I can't deal with that.
Yeah, that's a bad age to be starting.
Yeah, no thanks.
Whoops. Yeah, so...
all right, John, what am I doing here? Tri-Eagle? All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Tri-Eagle Energy. There's a lot of energy companies out there, and there's a lot of different offers. And they'll say, oh, free weekends, free days, $600 bonus, the list goes on and on. And somewhere along the way, you may have thought that one of those deals sounded good, and you fell for it. And then you find out later that your bill's higher than it was when you signed up, or they're adding fees onto your bill. Not the case with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com and get yourself set up. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE. Or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy. My walls are closing in. Not a sense of confidence. I'm convinced that there's just too much pressure to take. I felt this way before. So insecure.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Greek Festival on Eldridge. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz here at Greek Fest. I have to say, friendliest people any place we've ever been.
You might be right.
And we're only 50 minutes into the show. This might be the friendliest group of human beings I've ever been around in my life. Even the promo girls are nodding. They like bring us food. Everybody's got a smile on their face. They're all happy.
Yeah, this is it's friendly folks here.
Yeah, I mean, most places we go are friendly. I mean, they were friendly to us at Carbach.
Yeah.
But not everybody was smiling the whole time.
No.
I've never seen that. And they're, I mean, just a cool place, man. Come on out if you're in the area. It's off Eldridge. 1100 Eldridge Parkway. And we'll be here until 7 o'clock. It's at St. Basil's Greek Orthodox Church. But if you just punch in 1100 Eldridge Parkway into your GPS, it will bring you here. And you can come see all the friendly people and try all the great food. And you can come win some stuff from the promo girls. I got a whole stack of John and Lance shirts over there that you can win. Still no, of course, I don't give away the Blitz shirts. You have to buy those. But the bench shirts, those are for sale. Hey, a couple things. Well, I'll tell you about Sports Map in a second, but I want to give credit to Joel and Barry. Joel did a great job of getting Charles Barkley on his show today.
Oh, really?
Had a nice interview with Charles, and Charles had a lot of good stuff to say, but that's a good get. I know Joel's been working on it for a while. So good job if you get a chance and you want to hear what Charles has to say. Go back and listen to podcastarena.com.
What's he have to say, you think?
Who, Charles?
Chuck, yeah.
I missed the first half of it, unfortunately, because I was messing with my GPS to get over here. But the second half, he talked a lot about it. He talked about his time in Houston. He talked about, you know, what he thinks of certain players. He had James Harden up there with the all-time greats, which I found surprising. But all available at podcastarena.com. Check it out. Also, please check out sportsmap.com today because it's great. It's always great, but today it's greater than ever.
Yeah.
We've got a fun story from Steven the Weather Guy. Said, what did the world look like the last time there was an NBA Finals without LeBron James?
7 years ago, right?
2010. And I want you to read the story.
Who was it? The Celtics?
I'm not going to give away everything. Yeah, it would have been the Celtics. But the Rockets in 2010, do you know what their record was?
No.
42-40. You know what the big thing they did? Traded Tracy McGrady midseason.
Oh.
Your Astros, 76-86. You know who they traded?
Who did they trade?
Roy Oswalt and Lance Berkman.
Oh, man. It was sad times here in Houston.
And some of the guys on the Texans roster, Kevin Walter, who we talked to last week, Moby Okoye.
Oh.
Antonio Smith, some things never change. Vontae Leach, Steve Slayton.
All right.
So, and he's got like the top movies and stuff like that. So it's just kind of a fun look at what the world was without LeBron in the finals. And John Granato has a nice column on the Rockets and how they showed off some new toys in game two. Barry Laminack has a way too early look at potential trade options for the Astros. You'll also find my five observations from the Rockets game two win last night, which I posted right after the game, and a horse by horse look at the Preakness Field. So all that's on there. Sometime tonight you'll have Preakness Trifecta. And, you know, we'll have a lot of great stuff tomorrow, including guess who's riding tomorrow?
Me.
A.J. Hoffman.
That's right.
And the cool thing is A.J.'s columns, if you click on them, you're going to help him win.
That's right.
We're trying to – we got a little competition going, and I want the people to help out A.J. So anytime you see an A.J. Hoffman column, just click on it.
I thought about writing about LeBron. Did he actually write about, like
– Oh, no. It's nothing about LeBron.
Okay. So, it's just like what was happening the last time he
was
in LeBron.
It's so remarkable that he's been there this many times.
Okay.
And that, you know, that when you think Tracy McGrady was still a Rocket – during the season, the last time he wasn't there. It's that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's really nothing about LeBron other than that it looks like he might not make it.
So. Well, listen, he's been down before. That's the last guy I'm counting out.
I'm not writing them off yet, just like I wasn't writing the Rockets off. So we shall see. 713-780-ESPN. Good traffic today. Good traffic on the site today. Just so you know. Appreciate everybody who's supporting Sports Map. Hey, guys, in return, I'm going to give you a really cool option. If you're paying too much interest and you got your credit cards and you got just too much on there, hey, refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. So I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards. I'm not even going to guess, but I tell you what it's not. It's not 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. The application's 100% online. It's a simple and painless process at Lightstream. The money gets deposited directly into your account, so you're in control. You decide which cards you want to pay off and how much, and you can even get your funds as soon as today. And how about this? Apply today. You'll get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. How about that? The only way for the Blitzers with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is go to Lightstream.com/fresh. That's Lightstream.com/Fred, LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.50% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Is the Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.